Bilspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
610 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and happy Monday. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chinatown every morning, every hour on the show. Dan, it felt like winter this morning.
Yeah, it's cold. A little chilly out there, huh?
Well, it was, I can't remember Saturday now. I mean, it was such a busy weekend. 9 events this weekend, but yesterday, cooler than I expected.
It was not a nice day yesterday.
No, really was not.
Because of clouds. You know, the clouds really just didn't break. You had that layer of overcast, and temperatures did not get beyond, say, 55 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was cold. We had a car show in Marlboro, and still hundreds showed up. I mean, despite the weather, it was a great turnout, great event. But I was surprised. I had turned the heat off on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you turn it back on again?
Well, we turned it back on. It got down to like 60 in the house. It was just a little too chilly.
Right. So you just need to take that little bite.
Take the edge off, get it back to 65. It was fine.
There you go. Yeah.
But we had we put the wood burning stove on yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Threw some logs on the fire. All right. What are you thinking this week?
So this morning is cold, but this afternoon will be great. Sunny and 60. You know, we'll take that. And tomorrow looks good too. The one hiccup is a chance of showers and a bit of wind coming through on Wednesday. Nothing extreme, nothing dramatic, just, you know, a run-of-the-mill storm system. And then after that, it's going to get cold one more time.
Really?
Thursday morning will be another frosty cold start like today. Once we get past that, I think we will see warmer weather as we barrel through the final days of April.
Jody, have you taken plants in on Friday?
Oh, those sensitive.
Some of them were too sensitive. Yeah, so leave them out till Friday, you think? Or leave them in, I should say.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah, once we get past, with every passing day, the risk of frost and freeze goes down going forward here. But I like our chances of a nice sustained warm up once we get past about Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, we'll only see highs in the 50s. So once we get past Thursday,
should be okay.
I think it'll start to get warmer around here.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Dan.
You got it.
Jen, in all week for Mr. Scott.
I am.
How was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. It was busy, but not as busy as yours.
Yeah, the weekend was crazy. It really was.
I'm packing now because I'm going to Florida for college graduation. So I'm trying to get everything together.
So your son's graduating.
He is.
And what's he do next?
He's going to vet school.
Wow.
I know.
Good for him, but he's not coming back to Jersey. Not yet, anyway.
No, not yet.
What are the plans to get him back here?
I don't know. I mean, he's loving.
Do, right?
He loves Florida, and he's going to the Caribbean. So,
he's
palm trees and
shorts. Yeah, and where is he? Orlando area.
He's in Orlando. Yeah,
good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
When's graduation? Next week.
It is actually May 4th. So we have there's a whole
it's coming
week
up.
Of celebrations.
Today's what, the 22nd?
I know.
You gonna spend a week?
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of events going on campus beforehand, so it's kind of.
Will
cool.
you be dining on quail eggs?
I'm thinking no.
Got it.
Thanks.
A slight inside joke for those of you that follow Eric Scott on Facebook. He was dining on quail eggs and caviar. He's having quite the vacation, and we'll be back next week. All right, it is 6:13. So as you know, we do a million things over the weekend. It's 7 days a week now, and we're excited to do it. I love it. The car show, everybody that turned out yesterday, Marlboro, thank you. What a what an awesome reception we got. Jody and I were thrilled to be there. And you will see us out and about three more events today. And this pace will continue. And as I've said, stay tuned. It's going to be a very, very exciting and interesting summer. But before we get to all of that, yesterday I'm on the turnpike. And... I took the truck lanes because it was just the way my, the phone nav sent me, Google Maps or whatever I was using. And we get on at exit 9, right? So right off of 18, we're heading just one exit to exit 10 to get on the parkway. And this traffic dead stopped. And it only stopped for maybe, I don't know, I'm going to say 2 minutes, 3 minutes, enough to delay us about 10 minutes in our journey. And I'm watching the destination time go up, and I'm like, what the hell is this traffic? This was not, it didn't show red on the map. Turns out, as we approached exit 10, there were two cars with Palestinian flags draped all over them. State troopers had pulled them over. One car was empty. The other had some shady looking dude vaping on the side of the road. And I thought to myself, this is part of that effort yesterday that these terrorist sympathizers are out there blocking traffic. So I know in Florida they don't tolerate that. You get arrested right away. I was thrilled to see our state troopers. Thank you guys for getting those dirt bags off the road and making sure the turnpike traffic was flowing. But my question to you is, have you seen these traffic stops? Were you caught in that traffic yesterday? I don't know how far back the traffic had been backed up or how long these guys were on the road, but this Palestinian terrorist sympathizing nonsense has got to stop. Got to stop. You guys are supporting terrorism. This is not about free Palestine or innocent victims. This is about a terrorist enclave in Palestine with one objective, and that is to kill Jews and kill Americans. That's their goal. It's their stated goal. It's what they're doing. And we are allowing this to happen in our country? No. No way. You show that flag. That flag means that you hate Jews and hate Americans. And I want to see a stop to this. This disrupt. You want to protest and hang a flag on your house? That's on you. But get the hell out of my way when I'm on the turnpike or the parkway or any other road for that matter. Do you agree with me that we need to absolutely have zero tolerance for stopping traffic? And number two, were you stuck in any of that traffic this weekend? 1-800-283-101.5, 617. Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talk New Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So the outrage of the ignorant protesters, some are ignorant if these, some of these college kids that are protesting are just looking for a cause and looking for a way to act out and hate on America. But the actual danger is you've got homegrown domestic terrorists now who are blocking traffic in all cities across the country. They block the traffic going to O'Hare Airport. People have to literally get out of their cars and walk to the airport. Yesterday on the turnpike, a couple of guys in beat up cars with Palestinian flags tried to block the turnpike. And thankfully the troopers had them pulled over to the side. Now, I don't know at what point, if they were getting ready to block the highway and the troopers nabbed them, if they pushed them off the road, I don't know. But I passed by and they were already on the side of the road, but it locked up traffic for a few minutes. I mean, it delayed us almost 15 minutes to our destination. And it got me thinking that, first of all, the ignorance is that if you're flying a Palestinian flag right now, you are supporting terrorism. That is a statement that means you hate Jews and you hate America. There's no other way to look at this. The Israelis were attacked on October 7th. Our entire culture is under fire. Do you think it's by accident that Palestinian protesters in New York City are chanting death to America? Guys, we've watched this happen. Anybody old enough to remember the Iranian hostage crisis and the death to America chants by the radicals then? No different now. And they're trying to pretend that somehow you've got the innocent Palestinians are under fire by the occupying Israelis. It's not an accurate depiction of what's happening. You've got a dozen plus Arab states that won't take these refugees. You know, there's a reason for that. Gaza is a terror-supporting part of the world, period. Something like 80% of Gazans voted to support Hamas. They won their elections with more than 60% of the vote. Guys, I'm sorry, Palestine and Hamas are one and the same. Sorry if that offends you. Well, I'm not sorry. But either way, if you want to have a debate over the history of the Palestinian uprisings and why the Israelis have to occupy areas to protect themselves, we can have that historical discussion. But don't block my roads. get out of the way. And I think that we have to have an absolute crackdown on any of this nonsense, anywhere it happens. You're not going to stop the flow of traffic. It is dangerous. You are putting people in a potentially deadly situation. We watched this nonsense happen, and God knows why it was tolerated during the Black Lives Matter, that ridiculous rise up. That should have never happened either. We have to get tough. You have a right to your opinion and a right to protest. You can fly whatever damn flag you want on your car and your home and your business. But do not block the roadways. All right, Jerry, Joe, Philip, I'm going to get to you guys right after the news with Jen Ercillo next, 626. On New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you about 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Keep your protests off my roads. Thank you to the New Jersey State Police who cleared the New Jersey Turnpike yesterday from these idiots with their Palestinian flags. They have no idea. Well, actually, they do. They know they're supporting terrorism, and they know people are dumb enough to fall for it, and that's the problem. But you know what? Keep your protest to yourself. I love a good protest every once in a while. Don't block the roads when I'm trying to get somewhere. It's ridiculous. It's dangerous. And I want to thank our New Jersey State Police for keeping our roads clear yesterday. My question to you is, were you stuck in the traffic from these Palestinian protesters yesterday on the turnpike or any other road? It was happening nationwide all through the weekend. Let's go to Jerry in Pensauken. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great today.
And you know what really, really concerns me?
Tell me.
Aside from everything that you're talking about is high school. Like, for example, I learned that this week that there's a walkout, a pro-Palestinian walkout at Voorhees Eastern High School.
I believe it.
We got to get this stuff out of the high schools. You can teach, but we're giving these children way too much leeway, and they don't understand what they're protesting.
Well, why aren't we teaching the real history about terrorism, about how these Arab nations have been trying to crush Israel and kill Jews for, it hasn't stopped since World War II. Why don't we teach the real history of what the Jews are up against in Israel? I mean, come on. Right? I mean,
the superintendent of Voorhees, the principal of Voorhees, all these principals.
They should be fired for allowing that walkout.
They have no backbone,
no.
And they're afraid to say no to these students.
Which is why I'm
telling the students to do this.
Jared, it's why I'm giving them cover today. They're cowards. They won't take it. The superintendent, no doubt, is a coward. I don't know who it is, but to me, I start out saying they're cowards, and prove me wrong, because they have been complicit with the gender nonsense. They've been complicit with the sexualized books in the libraries. Now they're complicit with an all-out American kid support of terrorism. And, you want to say, the innocent Palestinians, really? Because 80% of them supported Hamas in the last poll. 61% voted for Hamas to lead them in Gaza. So I'm not so sure that we are talking about innocent Palestinians. I'd like to see one. Let's talk about that. How many of these so-called innocents have been harboring terrorists and hostages over how long? Over decades. And now you've still got, 100 hostages that have not been released?
And who knows if they're even alive.
Well, right. But then they try to make the enemy the Israelis who are defending themselves. I mean, it's really sickening.
Any pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza protest, especially at the high schools, to me, you're teaching them anti-Israel. That's all you're doing.
You can have a discussion of the politics of Israel and the nation state of Israel, but this is anti-Semitism. This is what it is. Someone tweeted yesterday, there was a reports in the 30s of how Jewish students were being beaten at universities in Vienna and other places, and it was all as the Nazis rose to power. And you're looking at this now. What's the difference? What's the difference with this cultural attack on Jewish students across America? It really is disgusting to me, and it has to stop. And I think any mature adult has got to look at this and say, "Hey, we're not A, teaching the real history, as you said, Jerry, and B, why would we tolerate a student walkout in favor of terrorism?" It doesn't make sense. And when will Americans wake up? When it's here, right? When, I mean, they blocked traffic yesterday on the turnpike, slowed things down to a crawl. You're only, you know, we now know from the southern border that terrorists are here being aided and abetted by the Biden administration. You know that the Texas Department of Public Safety has broken up cartel rings where they're bringing IEDs into ranches on American soil. It is only a matter of time to connect the dots where you're going to have these IEDs blowing up and killing Americans on the way to work. So if we do not see this for what it is and nip it in the bud, we will pay for it with a deadly, deadly price. There is no doubt about that. It's coming here. It has happened in just about every country around the world. So, you know, don't be surprised and teach your kids better. Anyway, thanks, Jerry. Have a good rest of your day. Let's go to Joe in Hazlitt. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Bill. Great talk to you. Great to see you yesterday. No wonder why you took so long to get there.
Right? Now you know why I was late.
Yes, your handlers were like, he's late. And I said, well, if you guys don't know Bill yet, he's obviously always fashionably late. But regardless, it was a fair point, Joe.
A fair point. I believe that late is like 20 minutes. 15 minutes is on time and 10 minutes is early.
I'll give you that. And, yeah, it was nice to see taking an interest in my mom's car, Footprints in the Sand, with the Toyota 4Runner.
What a cool, cool car. What great memories you have with your mom in that. I mean, the fact that that was the 4Runner that she took you to hockey practice with, and it's in mint condition. I mean, it really is in great shape.
It was. It was good to have that you come out. And, with the protest stuff, don't bring it in front of me and impede my way of living. Once that gets in the hand, then we got a problem. Because now you're influencing other people to start to ride in with you and stuff like that. If they want to do it on their own time, out of my way, and whatnot.
Well, think about...
These kids are influenced too much, these young generation kids. So that's why you're seeing these damn protests. It's sad that they don't understand what's really going on, that this was in biblical times that the Jewish were always fighting each other. They're never gonna hash this out. This has been going on for decades.
The only solution is a powerful Israel to defend themselves. And in my opinion, Gaza should become a part of Israel. And that's it. This idea that we are allowing for these pockets of terrorism to exist. That's why we're in a constant state of war. You're going to be in a constant state of war until you win. The only solution for Israel is to win. You've got to wipe them out. You stop this nonsense. If you've harbored a terrorist, you are going to be treated like a terrorist. And that is, and there's only one solution to terrorism. You got to wipe them out. So sadly, people get caught up in this. You know, are there innocents? Of course there are. I mean, God forbid, right? You see, how many times over the course of human history have we seen bombings? I mean, go back to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, you know, children, women wiped out in bomb blasts. It's horrific and sad. It's also necessary. You know, you can make the argument that we look at this 80 years later and say, I can't believe that happened. That should have never happened. But then you think of all the mothers of the soldiers that would have had to hit the beaches in Japan. How many hundreds of thousands of American lives would have been lost had we... If we didn't do it.
We have to have strong men. We got soft people today, and they're not going to be happy when they see what is going to happen here. You're right, Bill. We're going to have a lot of soft people scared.
Scared.
You got to touch the fire to know it's hot. And a lot of these people don't understand. The fire is hot. Don't touch it.
I have been, you know what, Joe, I've been telling him for years. I've been yelling into this mic for 9 years saying, guys, it's too hot. Don't touch it. They're going to touch it anyway. So, okay.
Yeah, the muffin joke. Take it easy.
That's it. Don't remind me. Producer Chris is looking at me like, don't you dare. Don't you dare tell the muffin joke. All right. No muffin joke tonight. Joe, listen, we're praying for your family. I appreciate you, and I will see you out on the trail soon. You take care.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, you got it. All right, everybody else hang in there. Were you caught in that traffic yesterday? And how do you feel? Am I being too harsh on the Palestinian protesters? I think you just move them out of the way. You have no right to block the roadway, period, end of sentence. And if you are a family law enforcement, are you also a little concerned that this happened on the Jersey Turnpike yesterday? Palestinian protesters trying to shut the highway down. I don't know that anybody else saw it. I don't know if it was reported. But I drove past it. It happened. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Were you in the traffic, and do you agree, clear the roads? 646, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Hello.
.652 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Do you find it interesting that the woke left will attack you for intolerance here, but then they will support a culture that demeans women and is violently hostile toward gays? Just interesting to me. Just a side note. I wonder if any of these kids holding these Palestinian flags have any idea what they are actually protesting. But I will tell you, it is very dangerous that we have situations on campuses that go back to the 1930s. This is a very dangerous trend. We have to stop this nonsense in its tracks. And I think it's time to end a lot of these student visas from some of these terrorist harboring countries. I don't know why we allow them to begin with. I think any student visa from a country that is known to harbor terrorism should be canceled immediately, and they should be thrown out. Too harsh? Too bad. You know, at some point, we got to protect this country. And it occurred to me as we were driving on the turnpike yesterday and traffic was blocked for a period of time because these protesters were, and I don't know at what stage of the protest we passed it, but clearly something was going on, and thankfully our state troopers were there on the scene solving the problem. But it's only a matter of time for somebody detonate something, someone starts shooting. You know, anything could happen. You got to keep traffic flowing. We got to protect our students on campus. Let's start with Lauren in Short Hills. Morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was so proud of our state troopers yesterday.
I didn't see that, what was going on yesterday, but I am a mother of a college freshman with what's going on in the world. And he is half Jewish because I am Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can say that he says at times the campus, the campus he is at is very safe, but he has friends at other campuses that they're getting escorted to class because they can't even walk to class by themselves.
Crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's the world is not a very safe place as it is. Why do we need to make it worse?
Yeah. Well, we are accommodating and creating a moral equivalence between Palestine and Israel, and we should not be. You know, the Israelis, if you look at the culture of Israel and the country of Israel, other religions are tolerated. You know, try to be a Jew in Gaza. Well, you can be an Arab and a Muslim in Tel Aviv. But that's the difference. And you know, you look at... Go ahead.
And not only that, but I also agree with you that this goes back to, like, almost to the time of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary.
You know, and right. And you also can't expect Israel not to defend itself.
Right.
It's the smallest country, mm-hmm. and everybody wants to bully it.
That's exactly right. I reposted on Twitter, if anybody follows me on Twitter, at Bill Spadia, an article from 1932... In Vienna, talking about Jewish students, 12 Jewish students were beaten up because there was a rise of Nazi sympathizers on campus. And I thought someone tweeted that article out saying, "Hey, what are we doing? How do we have a similar article written in 2024 that was written in 1932? But the difference is that article, today's article, is being written in New Jersey. So." An enormous problem that we have, and we've got to stop it. We've got to protect our students. And, you know, we have to stand up against these terror sympathizers. And anybody flying a Palestinian flag right now is complicit with support culturally of a terrorist operation. It's that simple, and I think it's that black and white. Lauren, thank you for calling. I hope your son is okay. John, I'll get to you first on the other side of the news with Jen Arcillo coming up next, 6:56.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
7-Eleven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spaney. I want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hey, as a part of Small Business Monday, I've got a couple of posts that will be going up soon on the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. We had some great small business visits and one surprise that I didn't know existed. Now I do. Our new friend, Joe Lee, who runs an absolutely outstanding bread shop called the Bread Boutique. It's on Witherspoon in Princeton. Joe Lee, wow. Fantastic. The baguette was delicious. The sourdough was perfect. And Jody's mom loved the chocolate croissant. So awesome, awesome job. We will be back for sure. Happened by accident because our day was so crazy. We had our good friends, John and Tracy, coming for dinner on Sunday night, but we had three events. So there was no way to get the sourdough in the oven, because it's a 3-hour process. You got to let it rise overnight, and then it's got to be the right temperature. Then it's got to be folded 400 times. I don't know. I even offered to get up at 4 and do it, but I don't think Jody completely trusted me with the sourdough creation, which I don't blame her. So I went online and I just to the Google and found the Bread Boutique in Princeton. So it's like 7 minutes from my house, not even. Wow. The bread was really, really good. So, Jolie, thank you. You and your sister are driving to work. Hopefully, I caught you before you got to work. But anyway, outstanding job. And I can highly recommend the bread. And I'm a bit of an expert on sourdough bread. I'm just saying. The baguette served as a base for my garfish and cheese creation, which I think my friend John was being polite because he only had one and there was a lot of fish left. Anyway, at least he tried it. So the Bread Boutique on Witherspoon, stop by today and help them sell out whatever bread they're making this morning. Stuff was coming out of the oven while we were there. Like, that's what you want. Anyway, it was just awesome. Okay, 7:13, back to how annoying I was. Boy, I just got pleasantly distracted by the bread at the Bread Boutique in Princeton. And I forgot how annoyed I was at the stupid Palestinian protesters that tried to shut down the turnpike yesterday. Now, to be fair, we passed it in the thick of traffic and there were two cars pulled over to the side of the road. A couple of state troopers were there handling the situation. I don't know if they had got them off the road. I don't know if they caught them before they tried to block the road. I don't know. I'm wondering if anybody else does. Were you in that traffic yesterday, Turnpike North? It was backed up pretty far. And we luckily got on at exit 9 and got off at exit 10 because I was headed to the parkway. But for many of you, that could have been a way longer delay. I think it's time we make sure that our roads are clear and that we eliminate this absurdity of allowing high school and college students to protest on behalf of terrorists and threaten Jewish students. That's going on right here in New Jersey. Let's go to John in Asbury Park. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm saying morning. No, even if you disregard Israel, well, that's like 10,000 miles away, whatever. Have our young people not forget what happened here in this country in 9/11, 2001. I know it was a long time ago, but people forget history, and it's the same ideology. Same people that killed 1,200 in Israel in October, they killed 3,000 here in 2001.
You are correct.
Ideology. People don't care about human life, disregard human life for some cause.
Yeah.
We don't need to import that into our country. Look what's happening in Europe. Have you ever been lately, in the past 10 years, in Germany, in England, in France? Radical Islam took over that continent.
You know, it's happened, John. My daughter, as you know, our daughter Elizabeth with her husband Charlie live in London. And you're not wrong. And you can see where there are radical pockets of jihadists that have dominated certain local areas. And, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you cannot condemn the entire Muslim religion for want of a few terrorists.
Oh.
Right. But it's another thing to say that somehow Palestine is separate from Hamas. No, they are not. Palestine and Hamas are joined at the hip. And if you are raising that terrible looking Palestinian flag, you are standing with terrorism. You are standing against Jews and against America. It's not by accident, John, that in the protest that happened in New York over the weekend, the chants were death to America. We better wake up.
Coming from Iran.
Of course.
Says that? Iran, right?
Of course. Yeah. This goes back to the 1980s, 1979-80, the hostage crisis in Tehran. And, you know,
why are we being such nice people and letting these people in our country?
I don't know. I don't believe we should allow any visas for anyone from a terrorist sponsoring country, period. And you know what people don't realize, John? In Israel, one out of every five Israelis is Arab. Israel's one of the most tolerant countries on the planet. And people don't understand that because we're not teaching real history. But Hamas must be destroyed. Gaza should be leveled and absorbed into the Jewish state. It should become a part of Israel. One state solution, and the one state is Israel. And that's it. Enough already. All right, John, thank you. Appreciate your insight. Guys, were you stuck in this traffic yesterday? Do you agree with me that it's one thing to protest? It's another thing to block traffic. And I believe we have to have zero tolerance for pro-terrorist protests on our state campuses, including our high schools. Any kid that walks out of class should be suspended. If, you know, it's enough already. We have to stop tolerating and coddling these terrorist sympathizers. Do you agree, or am I being too harsh? 1-800-283-101.5. Or are you a Jewish student right now, and do you feel safe? 1-800-283-101.5. 717, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-101.5. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Bro.
.722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk in Jersey. Taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So yesterday I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike. We got on at exit 9. I'm going to say around, 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Somewhere around there. Maybe earlier. Maybe 1:30. Closer to 1 o'clock. And the traffic was backed up to the exit. So we got on slow crawl going from exit 9, just exit 10 to get on the parkway. And we're like, what happened? So I'm thinking, I'm watching my navigation tick up, and all of a sudden now I'm going to be 15 minutes later than I should be. And it, as we got closer, you see the flashing lights of the state police. And I'm thinking there's an accident or somebody broke down and you feel bad. And then you pass these two cars draped in Palestinian flags. And I'm like, wow, these are the guys that would have blocked the highway as they're doing in other parts of the country. Happened at O'Hare Airport. It's happening in other places where they're literally blocking the highway. And it was climate activists for a while. Those idiots kind of stopped because the world didn't end. No kidding. And then now you got the pro-terrorist Palestinian protesters. And it's gotten to a point where, thank God the cops were there, that the troopers did their job. But this is a bigger issue, guys. We've got protesters shutting down our infrastructure in the name of terrorism. Let that sink in for a minute. If you're flying a Palestinian flag, you are a terrorist sympathizer. This is not about two equal sides, two moral equivalents. No, no, no. This is about anti-Semitism, raw hatred of people with the Jewish faith. And that hatred has extended to America. It was not by accident that these Palestinian pro-terrorist protesters in New York City were chanting death to America. My question is, why are we not canceling all visas from anyone here from a terrorist sponsoring country, especially students? Why are we allowing these radicals to become ingrained in our system here in America, especially in New Jersey? I'd like to see every one of those students tossed out of here and shut this down before somebody gets hurt. Because it is not a joke that Jewish students are now being escorted to class. In 2024, we're 80 years after the Holocaust, and you've got the same thing playing out on campuses that we saw reported in European newspapers in the 30s. I mean, history always repeats itself, and you've got a bunch of ignorant people in this state, especially these high school kids, and it's not their fault if their parents aren't teaching them, but we got to do a better job teaching history in our schools. But at the bottom line, no matter where you fall on the Israeli-Gaza conflict, I think there's only one position that is pro-American, and that is pro-Israel. But no matter where you fall on it, keep your damn protest to yourself. Don't block our roads and don't shut down our schools. There should be higher penalties for these guys that are trying to block a road. You agree? Disagree? Jim, Mike, I'll get to you guys right after the news at 7:26. Jen Ursula back in 3.5 minutes. . 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I was aggravated yesterday Palestinian protesters looked like they were going to make an attempt to block the parkway. Thankfully, our hero state troopers were not having any of that crap. And I want to thank all our New Jersey State Police for the great job that you do. And I can tell you all this, that number one, we need to recruit another 400 to 600 new officers in the next 2 years. Two, we need to incentivize our great troopers to retire in New Jersey. We do that with a cost of living adjustment and other ways to lower property taxes, especially for retirees who don't have kids in school. All of those things are important and need to be done. And, you know, you see it like in our everyday life. We're seeing the need for police more and more and more. As crime goes up, as complicit, weak politicians on both sides of the aisle. I mean, the Republicans embarrassed themselves over the weekend with that ridiculous display of Ukrainian flags flying. I mean, you got a guy in office who's so corrupt. I mean, not just Joe Biden, but Zelensky, so corrupt. I mean, literally, talk about weaponizing the government against the people. I mean, closing churches, closing down opposition media outlets, arresting rival politicians. I mean, the guy is corrupt as the day is long, and we're funding this. We're funding it, $60 billion, not a dollar going to our border, where we have had 7.2 million real insurgents coming across the border at the behest of the cartels. Women being raped, children being abused, enslaved by the cartels, and Joe Biden's allowing it. And the idiot Republicans in the House of Representatives, with one notable exception, Jeff Van Drew, thankfully stood his ground, stood strong. I don't know what the hell Chris Smith and Tom Kaine were thinking. Seriously, guys, you make it so hard to support you as Republicans in this state with stupid votes like that. What are you doing? Got an open southern border, and we got $60 billion going to Ukraine now. And we know what's going on. The world is recycling their old armaments, and they're shoving them into Ukraine so our big defense contractors can make new stuff. This is all a money grab. This has nothing to do with the Ukrainian people who are under the gun, being put in harm's way, being killed because of the greed of Zelensky and Biden and Obama. That's what's going on. And they want to make Putin out to be the boogeyman. It's ridiculous. It would have never happened if Donald Trump was in office. And now we have the absurdity of American college kids right here in New Jersey trying to make Jewish students uncomfortable and feel threatened because they're now supporting Palestine. It has gone too far. And yesterday, I'll tell you something, I was aggravated and I was only delayed 15 minutes. What's going to happen when they actually shut the turnpike down? We cannot allow this nonsense to happen. So thank you to our state troopers for stopping these pro-Palestine slash terrorist protesters. Hamas and Palestine, getting very hard for you to convince any thinking person that there's any difference. 80%, some 80% Palestinians supported Hamas in the last poll. More than 60% voted to put him in office to run Gaza. We need a one-state solution, and that one state is Israel, period. Let's go to Jim in Philly. What's going on, Jim? Man, I'm all riled up this morning, Jim. What happened?
Bill, how you doing? Good morning. First time, long time. Bill, I just got to say, I hear, you know, my thoughts go out to every family and every human being out there that's being harmed or endangered by this Israeli and Palestine war going on and all this nonsense. At the same time, I wonder, you know, we talk about current affairs, and this is one of them. I wonder what happens to the Native Americans. And I'm sorry to bring that back up, but they're still here. And we don't do anything, I mean, to help them. We don't even talk about them. We don't talk about the Indian boarding schools. We don't talk about the reservations that have no water or electricity.
Yeah. Wow, Jim.
Any of it.
Jim. I love that you brought this up. You know what? No one's brought this up. When Jody and I went cross country, some of the worst, most impoverished areas in our nation are these Indian reservations out west. It is horrible to see the conditions that children are living in. You're 100% right, Jim. Look, it was bad policy, and you got to take a look at what we need now is a full integration. We need to offer opportunity. I agree with you. Well, I can't believe you brought that up. I'm impressed, Jim. That you've started a whole line of thinking, and I agree with you 1,000%. We're not taking care of people right here.
Bill, one last thing. I am a federally recognized Native American, and I have a shirt for my reservation that says "Fighting Terrorism Since 1492." Okay, so I mean, I don't know.
We're gonna agree to disagree on the sentiment, the anti-Columbus sentiment, Jim. But listen, we could disagree historically, but we can certainly agree that these are human beings living on reservations, ignored by the government, ignored by society. You are 100% right. We need to do better by the schools and the utilities. And get people back on their feet. No one in 2024 should be living in impoverished, horrible conditions where you don't even have clean water. 100% with you. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call, man. All right, let's go to Mike in Watchung. What's going on, Mike? Morning. Mike. All right, we're going to put Mike back on hold. Clearly, he left me on speaker and got out of the car. Yeah, he had to get his coffee. I get it. It happens. Ron, I'll get to you first on the other side, then Mike. 9:40. I just fast-forwarded in time. I wish I had said 6:45. I got a lot more to say today. 7:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
7:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, almost had a highway blockage yesterday. We had a ridiculous situation on the turnpike heading from exit 9 to 10. Were you stuck in that traffic around 1 o'clock yesterday? It was because there were two cars, two beat up, wrecked, half wrecked cars. Somehow roadworthy with Palestinian flags flying. And they were on the side of the road. State troopers, thankfully, were on the scene handling it. But I thought that we are one step from a total disaster in this country if we continue to tolerate and accommodate terrorist sympathizers. You're flying a Palestinian flag. You're not standing up for innocent victims of war. You stand up for a people who, as a majority, support Hamas. That's the reality. Now, you can hate me for saying it. You can think that it's anti-Palestinian. I don't care. I am pro-Israel. I am pro-civilization. I am pro-America. I am pro-common sense. I am in favor of Western civilization wiping out terrorism. That's what I'm in favor of. And if that means leveling Gaza and incorporating it into Israel, then that's what we need to do. It's enough already. And now we got this poison here, and Jewish students are fearing for their life and safety on campuses in New Jersey. Better get a handle on this crap fast. Let's go to Ron in Edison. What's going on, Ron? Ron, how you doing?
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, you're talking about this. I had no idea that was on. I saw the traffic on the turnpike from Route 18 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know what the problem was.
Yep, that was it.
The law needs to be changed, I believe. This is my personal opinion. It needs to be changed so that when these assholes...
You're killing me, Ron. I wanted to hear you, but I got to dump you. So, anyway, I hear you, though. The word is appropriate to describe anybody flying a Palestinian flag in America, but we can't air it on the radio. Let's go to Mike in Watchung. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, good morning, Bill. There's a little thing in the Bill of Rights, right? It's the rite of passage. So they cannot block highways, roads, bridges, tunnels. So the government's not doing their job by removing these people.
That and actually, Mike, that's really the thing. That when I looked at what was going on in Chicago last week, where the access to O'Hare Airport was shut down by these crazies, and I'm like, how are we not dragging them by their hair and getting them off the street and cuffing them and stuffing them? That's what needs to happen. You know, you've got a right to protest. You have a right to peacefully assemble, all those things. They are harsher on the peaceful protesters on January 6th than they are on these violent protesters that support terrorism. So, Mike, I'm with you. The government's not doing its job. State troopers are doing their job. I can tell you that. I watched it firsthand. Thank God for our New Jersey state troopers. But we need to do right by them on a number of issues. And my question to all of you is, were you stuck in that traffic? Did you see what was going on? And do you agree with me that it is time to crack down on these woke America-hating pro-terrorist sympathizers? I think it's time for a real crackdown. What about you? No Jewish student should feel unsafe anywhere in New Jersey. It's outrageous. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 7:55 is the time. News with Jen Arcillo in 3.5 minutes.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, hey, look, it's okay if you disagree with me. I know there was a high school kid that wanted to argue with me, and he hung up. I guess he had to go to class. But, look, I will entertain any conversation about what's going on in Israel, Palestine, Hamas, Gaza, all of it, because unfortunately, we're not teaching the proper history. You know, we talk about, most people have no idea, you know, this whole Palestine area was really a part of Jordan, goes back to the Ottoman Empire. And Israel, when it was established legally and formally in 1948, has been under attack and under threat from the surrounding Arab nations since then. And there's a reason why Israel occupies the area known as the West Bank. There's a reason why Israel controls the flow into and out of Gaza. It goes back to the 1967 war when the Arab nations attacked and wanted to wipe Israel off the map. Imagine you're a country for less than 20 years and you're being attacked to be wiped out. Palestine as a political organization and a state was not established until 1988. And this was established by the Palestine National Council. So this whole concept of a two-state solution is the height of absurdity. Let Jordan take in any Palestinian refugee that wants to go. And that's the end of it. And Israel should be defended by all civilized nations. Let's not forget that Israel is 20% Muslim. You don't get 20% Jews in the Muslim countries. Okay? So let's be very clear about that. Number two, and I think this is very important, especially for you young people, if you're in a high school class right now, that Palestinians not only support Hamas, as evidenced by elections back to 2006, polling that has had it as high as 80 and 90%, but a majority of people describing themselves as Palestinians supported the October 7th attack on Israel. That includes 82% support among Palestinians in the West Bank. Almost 60% support in Gaza for the attacks, which included and involved the beheading of babies and the taking of hostages, including many Americans. This is going on right now. So you put that damn Palestinian terrorist flag down. They're one and the same. And we have to recognize that. And we have to support Israel in a full-on victory. Gaza should be eliminated other than being a part of the Israeli state. Period. One state solution. That's it. And here in New Jersey, the fact that we have Jewish college kids and high school students who are fearing for their safety, this is unconscionable and unacceptable in 2024 America. We got news reports reading like they were written in 1932. I tweeted one of them out. Literally ripped a headline from the 1932 news in Vienna about Jewish students being attacked because there was a rise of Nazi sympathizers on campus. Well, we've got a rise in terrorist sympathizers on campus here. And yet Rutgers still gets $1 billion of our money. So there's a lot to unpack. I get it. But yesterday it hit home because we had a couple of Palestinian protesters trying to block the New Jersey Turnpike. They were unsuccessful, but it tied up traffic for a while. Has to stop. We have to act. Thank you to our New Jersey State Troopers who solved that problem yesterday. And don't forget, the protesters in New York, all chanting death to America. Let's go to Mike on Staten Island. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I heard a take by Bill O'Reilly this past week, and I tend to agree with him. Okay, all these people that are blocking bridges and airports and highways, if you ask them a question about Israel, they wouldn't be able to answer it.
Okay? No.
This is not so much about Israel. These people despise America. They hate America.
That's right.
I mean, can you imagine in this country people chanting death to America?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so far gone. And then you have politicians like Omar and Tlaib that won't even denounce it.
No.
And I press.
Well, they're traitors. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, I mean, these are traitors. There's no question about that. They support terrorism. They are anti-American. And the fact that they are even qualified to serve in the House of Representatives is an absurdity. So
But here's the thing, though. And I always say this, if the election were tomorrow, Bill, they would win in a landslide.
What do we do? Well, I'll tell you what we do. We have to take our country back from the woke left, Mike. We have to get back into our schools. My intention and plan, and we're going to deliver on this, is to rip the guts out of the Department of Education here in New Jersey, change the school curriculums to get back to teaching American history, remove the pronoun nonsense, remove the absurdity of DEI, remove the gender confusion propaganda push. We're going to end this whole absurdity about trans kids. It's not real. We are going to get the kids the help that they need, the ones that really need it. And we are going to teach good old-fashioned
American greatness. And we're going to put that back in our history classes and hold schools accountable. It's the only way, Mike, we have to go back and reteach the great founding of this country. Stand up for great men like Columbus, great men like Jefferson and Washington, and stop talking about disparaging them because in the context of the time, they owned slaves. That's where you start. It's the only way we're going to get it back, because now you got kids thinking that it's okay to chant death to America. Meanwhile, the very freedoms that they have to chant those stupid things are guaranteed because we have a constitution that they trash every step you get. God forbid you stand up for the Second Amendment or the Tenth Amendment or any of it. It doesn't happen. The Fourth, all of it. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Thanks for getting me all riled up. Michael in East Brunswick, I'm going to get to you right after traffic and weather next.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
822 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I was only half aggravated yesterday as the Palestinian protesters did not shut down the turnpike, thanks to our state troopers. But I was caught in that traffic. Maybe you were too. And it got me thinking that, man, we better be tough about this nonsense. Forget about the history lesson that I gave earlier and we'll write about tomorrow. But it's really about making sure that we don't create a dangerous situation. And right now we have two of them. One is we've got these crazed Palestinian pro-terrorist protesters, which are shutting down highways around the country. And two, there is an intimidation factor going on where Jewish students are being made to feel unsafe on their campuses, whether it's high school or college. This has to stop. And we need to pull together as a society, as civilized Westerners, and say we don't accept or tolerate this kind of nonsense and bullying. Let's go to Michael in East Brunswick. What's going on, Michael?
Oh, Bill, this is just a one of those situations that we just need to stomp out immediately. The protesters we saw on the turnpike and everything reminded me of, I don't know if you've seen this, what they did at Columbia, the sit-in protest. Have you seen this?
No, tell me.
Trans for Iran. You haven't heard of this one?
No, what the hell does that mean? Trans, like transgender?
Transgender for Iran. So there was a few hundred students on Columbia University. They set up tents, and they're wearing COVID masks, dog collars, all the typical trans stuff, holding signs that say trans for Iran.
I don't even understand what that means. I don't think you can be trans in Iran, I'm pretty sure.
Man, these people don't even know what planet they live
right?
on, Bill.
Are dog collars a part of the whole trans thing? I didn't know that. The masks, the dog, or are they just loonies? I did see at the NYU Stern School of Business, there is a tent city set up out front with all kinds of pro-terrorist nonsense. Look, you're right, Michael. I mean, it becomes dangerous where we have allowed our public spaces to just devolve into anarchy. And it's time to reclaim our public spaces. It's time to reclaim our private spaces. It's time to hold public institutions accountable. Not $1 should flow to Rutgers until they fire every one of those anti-Semitic professors that they have and expel any student that is making a Jewish student feel uncomfortable, period. Get rid of them.
Absolutely.
And I would end tomorrow. Any student visa from a terrorist sponsoring country should be canceled. We don't want you here. You don't belong here. And that's the end of it. And anybody that wants to argue with me, you can certainly argue with me. I would love to hear it, 1-800-283-101.5. But I will tell you that when I say Palestine and Hamas are one and the same, it's based on an overwhelming majority of Palestinians support not just the Hamas roughshod terrorist government, but they supported the October 7th attack on innocent Israeli civilians and children. So, What you know, 82% supported October 7th in the West Bank. Almost 60% supported it in Gaza. So you're not dealing with a bunch of innocents out there. And the only solution is a one-state solution. I wish Republicans would start to get this two-state solution out of their vocabulary and start talking about the only real solution for world peace is strength among civilized countries.
Agreed, Bill. It's a 2,000-year war that could end right now if we just did the right thing.
Well, none of this would be happening if Donald Trump was still president, period. Michael, thank you. Good to talk to you. All right, other side, I want to ask you, do you feel safe in these times? Are you changing your behavior? Do you have a student who's on a college campus right now that you're concerned about pro-terrorist uprisings? And are you concerned for your safety the next time they decide to block a highway when you're trying to get to work or get home to the kids? What are your thoughts? Do you feel safe today? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 826 is the time. Jen Ercillo in 3.5 minutes. .38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, aggravating yesterday watching these pro-Palestinian slash Hamas demonstrators on the side of the road, clearly with the intent to block the highway, as we've seen happen across the country. And look, I love a good protest, that's for sure. But the idea of blocking highways and preventing people from getting to work, blocking first responders, et cetera, I think we got to throw the hammer down here and be done with this nonsense. I watched what happened at O'Hare. You imagine you're on your way to the airport. You're running late. You got to get out of the damn car and walk from the highway because Hamas sympathizers are blocking. It should never be tolerated. It's not being tolerated in Florida. You're not seeing that in Florida. DeSantis not taking that crap. Drag your butt right off that street, right to jail, where you belong. Let's go to Mo in PA. What's going on, Mo?
What's going on, man? I just want to see what you guys know about what's going on overseas. Like, you guys are talking about pro-Palestinian protests and pro-terrorist protests and all this nonsense. Like, it's a peaceful protest. They're not doing anything to harm anybody. Yeah, they're in the middle of the roads, but they're not getting any attention outside of that. You guys are not giving them, paying them any mind.
I think they're getting plenty of attention, Mo. They're blocking traffic. That's not a peaceful protest.
Yeah, after they block the streets, they got attention.
100%. Well, the only attention they should get blocking the street is handcuffs, stuffed in the back of the car, and taken to jail. That's the attention they should get.
Why do you call them terrorists, though? That's my question. Why do you call them terrorists?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Because they are terrorist sympathizers. They are protesting on behalf of terrorists. And I say that because Palestine, coming into being in 1988 as a recognized area, is overwhelmingly supportive of Hamas. So when you look at the Palestinians who are supposedly oppressed by the Israelis, it's untrue. The Israelis have not occupied Gaza since 2005. And in that time, the Palestinians literally elected Hamas. And now, if you poll them, and it has been polled, and I'm looking at an AP poll, 60% supported the October 7th attack on Israel. So I don't know what else to call them.
So can I speak now? Can I?
Yeah, it's your show. Go ahead.
This doesn't. You're saying they were recognized in 1988, right?
Yes, the Palestinian area goes back to the Ottoman Empire. We're talking about the current two-state solution.
Go back 100%, but if we go back to prior, Israel was recognized in 1948, whatever, 1948. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and this area that's in dispute, Mo, was under Jordan. So I don't even know why there's a debate.
You're saying let Jordan take in all the Palestinian people. There was Palestinians living in that land before 1948.
Yeah, there are still Palestinians living in that land, and the point is...
Before any Israelis came, before there was even anything called Israel, before there was
Mo, we're talking about literally the Holy Land, the people of Israel. What are you talking about? I mean, this goes back to Jesus.
What are you talking about? I don't understand how you're on the radio, man. I really don't understand that.
Like, you know, Mo, honestly, what do you do for a living? We should do a switch day. What do you do? What's your job? What's your job?
Job is I fix refrigerators.
Yeah, see, I don't know how to fix a refrigerator, so I could maybe I could shadow you one day, and you can help me No, and then you could do this job. Man, what do you think?
Talk about what's going on overseas, because you guys keep referring to 34,000 kids that are dying, that got killed, massacred in Gaza, and you don't have nothing to say about that.
Oh, I do have something to say about it. I support the Israeli war defending themselves. What are you talking about?
They're not defending themselves. That's the thing. If I come take your house in America, right? If I come and take your house, are you allowed to defend yourself?
But, Mo, what do you, I don't understand what your point is. I mean, first of all, the history of the Jewish people goes back before Christ, number one. Number two, we're talking about a modern conflict where the Arab nations will not even take in their own. You know who has taken in refugees and Muslim families and business owners? Israel. 18.5% of the Israeli population is Muslim. So there is peace in the Middle East. The problem is you got these Palestinian agitators working through the Hamas terrorist organization, blowing up buildings, killing children, killing and raping women. And we're expected to think that somehow Gazans just want to live in peace. It's just simply not true, Mo. It's just not true.
Some videos of Palestinian kids that are being slaughtered in front of their parents and parents being slaughtered in front of their kids. Where is any evidence of any Israeli?
It's an absurdity. It's an absurdity. You have the
woman being raped.
Come on. What the evidence? Did you not see all the videos on October 7th? Did you not see the terrorists come in?
But that's the thing. This thing didn't start on October 7th. This goes back to the 1948. This goes all the way back. It didn't start on October 7th.
Well, I would argue it goes back to before Jesus. If you want to really talk about the historic Holy Land, I would say that the Jews have more than a right. And not only after what we saw with the Holocaust did it make sense to carve out an actual Israeli state, but the only solution now is to make sure that they are protected. Since the time that they've been there, the Arab terrorists have done nothing but try to eliminate Israel. You've got people living under an organized terrorist government that has as their objective to kill Jews and destroy Israel. So we're not even talking the same language here, Mo. What do you? Go ahead. I'll give you the last point.
I don't know what you're saying.
And then I need a quick refresher and refrigerator repair so you and I can do a switch day.
Hold on. October 7th. What about October 6th? October 5th? October 4th? September? August? July? June? What about all those when Israel was bombing Gaza and killing Palestinians?
You understand? You understand that what's actually going on is the terrorists are putting rockets on top of hospitals and daycare centers and schools and firing at innocent Israeli civilians. They're digging tunnels with American aid. We released billions of dollars to Iran that went to terrorist organizations to kill Jews. And the Israelis are fighting back. And I will say this, Mo, so I guess I'm going to have a last point. And the last point is this, that it's time to stand with Israel. There should be a one-state solution there, and that is Israel stands strong, and every one of those Arab nations around there better get with the program or face the full force of America to say the only way we can have peace in that region is to do it through military strength, because the other guys don't want to play by the rules. It's sad, but that's the reality. Thank you, Mo. Appreciate you. Susan, Eric, I'll be back. 1-800-283-101.5. It's 8:45. Fast traffic against the weather next.
Stay in the know with New Jersey 101.5 News. Get your Jersey news instantly by downloading our app. Listen on demand wherever you want, bringing the latest newscast right to your fingertips.
Sarah.
8:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Keep your pro-terrorist nonsense off my roads. How about that? Got stuck on the turnpike over the weekend. So aggravating. And then you see the Palestinian flags flying. You're like, good grief. I mean, these are either imports or homegrown idiots. Either way, state troopers did a great job getting them out of there. Loved it. Let's go to Susan in Cream Ridge. Hey, Susan, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you want to say?
I had a question. How did you feel about the truckers in Canada who blocked the roads?
Oh, 100% supported them. I would have supported that same protest here.
One side and not the other when they're protesting on the highways.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because the Palestinian protesters are supporting terrorism, and the truckers were supporting freedom. I mean, it's the same thing I say. Like, the protest is a tool. It's no different than a firearm. A firearm in the hands of a criminal is a bad thing, in the hands of a cop, a good thing.
People who didn't take the vaccine were, on one level, terrorists.
How? So who gets to are you seriously saying that people that didn't take the vaccine are terrorists? Are you actually saying that?
No. Two things. First thing, I completely support the truckers, and I completely support Israel. My question is the attitude about you hauling them off by their hair when they're trying to protest.
Yes, I'd like to drag them off by their hair and make them as uncomfortable as possible.
You would, but what if the other side felt the same way about your side?
Susan, they do.
But that's my question.
Are 70 political prisoners being held in D.C. right now.
I understand. I get the terrorist side, but the protest side, I think we should use caution. Because what if the next time I want to protest, I get hauled off
But remember, Susan, it's not about the act of protesting. It actually is about the fact that we have people now laying the groundwork for horrific things in this country. We have an open border, and we have foreign nationals protesting against Jews on our highways. It's crazy.
But some of what's coming across in what you were saying earlier was that when they're blocking the roads, they should be pulled off by their hair and hauled in.
Yes, I support
that. People making those statements about the people in Canada.
Yes.
Against a vaccine.
Oh, Susan, you're entirely correct. And they attacked us as domestic terrorists. They arrested moms and dads in our school boards.
Who's making the calls?
Well, we have no choice now but to be adults and say, as one Supreme Court justice said in the 40s, that the Constitution is not a suicide pact. And what that means is we cannot be caught up so much in our own rules that we fail to see the common sense that we should not be allowing pro-terrorism protests on our city streets to block our highways. It is that simple. I am done with the fact that you could be...
Completely agree with you your side. My fear is that sometimes when you look at polls, who's running the current administration and getting favorable whatever, as we spend money, as you commented, and that should be a bigger part too.
Well,
the focus on our highway in New Jersey shouldn't be as big a focus as the money we're funneling to Iran.
Of course, billions.
To come back at us.
Yes. Thank you, Susan.
The level of the... make the decisions on what happens to
Susan, I understand your point. I'm saying, obviously, I am speaking in a way to raise temperatures because I think people need to pay attention. And as evidenced by how many people have called me this morning, I'm glad they're paying attention. I think of it when I say drag them off by their hair, I'm basically presenting an argument that we need zero tolerance for America-hating, Jew-hating, terrorist sympathizers, period. Zero tolerance. Right.
Which should be separate from protesting.
But it's not, though, because, let's define our terms then, Susan. I do not consider a protest blocking a highway. I consider that an act of domestic terrorism. However.
That's what they said to the truckers.
Well, hold on. In Canada. However, just like the American Revolution, we are not advocating any violent overthrow. But there isn't an American today who understands real history that doesn't support what the Americans did to revolt against the British. So therefore, there is a time and a place for everything. Truckers had to do what they had to do, just like the farmers are doing right now in Germany. They're doing the same thing. They're locking up the highways. Why? Because they are fighting against tyranny. And sometimes fighting against tyranny, we can't play by the rules. However, we are the ones being attacked now. And I'm saying Western civilization better wake up and say, we're not going to allow you to break our rules. And remember, the Constitution guarantees a peaceful protest that you can peaceably assemble. I contend what they're doing on the highways, not a peaceful assembly. But when it gets to the point of the truckers, well, there's no constitutional guarantees in Canada. They are literally having their bank accounts sacked. They were being denied food. They were being denied their right to live. They had no choice.
If you were going to haul the protesters off by their hair, would you have closed their accounts as well? And who gets to choose?
Well, no, Susan, this is, first of all, there are, you have a right to due process. I would haul them up by their hair and stuff them in the paddy wagon and definitely send them downtown.
By their hair, as long as they weren't violent.
There's no such thing as a gentle arrest, Susan. We have to wake up and recognize this, that we need to treat these people the way they are treating us. And sometimes you've got to get aggressive.
Then okay.
No, Susan, I don't think you've been listening. What the truckers did was not a protest. The truckers were standing against tyranny. These punks are protesting, and they can go and get a permit and go stand in the park and hold their signs. Very different. And by the way, Susan, do you think they're just trying to make a political point? No, they're trying to shut down this country. It's why the immigrants are overrunning our border, and Biden is complicit with that. This is all a part of the same anti-American theme. So, yes, I stand by what I said. Drag them off that street by their hair if you have to. Thank you, Susan. Michael, Chris, Sheila, Gary, I'll be back. 8:58. Jenner Silla with your news next.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
Drag them off the highway by their hair, said me repeatedly this morning, because that's exactly what I think we ought to do with these Palestinian protesters. Drag them off campus. Drag them out of the highways. Enough is enough already. It was so ridiculous for us to be on the highway yesterday and have to watch these Palestinian protesters with their flags flying and knowing that, you're one step away from them being in the middle of the road. Still backed up traffic for a while. But the point is that people do not understand what's happening in the Middle East. They do not understand that any pro-Palestinian protest now is an anti-American, anti-Semitic protest. It's that simple. I mean, this country, go burn a pride flag and see how far you get. You burn an American flag, it's fine. We either support protesting or we don't. We either support free speech or we don't. But what's going on with these Palestinian protests is not protests. It's domestic terrorism if you're blocking highways and you're threatening Jewish kids on campus, period. And we ought to deal with them the way we should have dealt with Black Lives Matter, the same way when they were out burning cities down. We better get tough. Tough, tough, tough. Tired of coddling and being kind to these radicals. They're ruining the country, guys. We better get tough. Let's start with Chris in Chester. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. What do you want to say?
Good. Well, the first thing I want to say is make Israel Christian again. I think that land belongs to the believers in Christ and not Israel, who rejects our Lord.
But Chris, why do you say that? I mean, come on. The historical concept, which is what I was talking about with the last caller who was very angry with me, is accurate that you've got a very holy part of the world and the origin of Christianity, sure. But remember, our laws, we recognize as Americans through Congress, as recently reaffirmed in 2023, the right of Israel to exist. And, you know, we don't want to start a holy war. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why?
So Israel, we give so much money to. We give billions to this country. They don't need our help. We don't have to have this Zionist alliance anymore. It's no longer right.
Well, the problem is that I reject the terminology because we do need to support our allies. That said, I would absolutely want to have a conversation about how much money we're sending and where the money's going. I am in favor of canceling most of our foreign aid. So you got me there. I mean, I was absolutely apoplectic watching the idiots in Congress celebrating and waving a Ukrainian flag as we spend now another $60 billion on what has effectively become a money laundering game for the industrial complex here, the military industrial cartel in America. It's obnoxious to watch it, and then you see two Republicans. I don't know if you saw Chris Smith and Tom Kaine, both voted for it. So,
it won't be long.
Yeah.
Before American blood is going to be used for Israel, and I think that's abhorrent. I don't think that we should be involved. I would say, you know, no more wars in the Middle East, and
well,
no more wars.
But again,
of what happened here.
Look,
and
Chris, don't you think there's a value in combating terrorism there instead of having to fight in the streets of New York and Philly and Boston?
So that argument really hasn't held up because look what's happened October 7th. We've given them all this money and they can't figure out that they're about, you know, they have these guys with lawnmowers attached to parachutes and Toyota pickup trucks. And somehow that little, this attack was slipped through on the most, you know, as far as the most.
Yeah, but don't you think, Chris,
gathering agency in the world.
People watch too much TV. They're influenced too much by movies. You know, home defense is not a magic wand. It takes people on the side of good to commit very violent acts in order to protect innocence. And actually, it was because it was so rudimentary and crude that they were able to sneak in, no different than hijacking a plane. Now, will they be able to pull that off a second time? No chance. No chance. Just like you're not going to plow another plane into a building. But this idea that it is somehow some religious war between Christians and Jews, I think is absurd.
Wait. If you look up where they actually the Jewish people, they have no respect for Catholics or Christians there. They spit at nuns.
No, look, not true, Chris. Not true. Not true. It is one of the most diverse. Look, it is one of the most diverse populations. People are bad here. You could make the same argument about America and say, "Wow, Americans are all rude." How many times have you heard that all Americans who go to Europe are rude, crude, and obnoxious? Well, my daughter lives in Europe. I spend at least a couple weeks a year in Europe, and I can tell you, I'm not one of the rude, crude, obnoxious Americans. Why do I get stuck with that label? So I think it's the same thing. Chris, thanks for calling. I will take every perspective, but you sound like you're flirting with a little bit of anti-Semitism there, and I don't believe that is appropriate, nor do I believe we should couch our foreign policy in a discussion of the religion. It is about protecting Americans and American interests. And back here in the States, we better do something about the domestic terrorists that want to shut down our highways so they can celebrate their terrorist friends in Palestine. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Michael, Andrew, Sheila, I'll get to you. 916, fast traffic, instant weather next.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-101.5. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
921 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back into it. What do you want to say? Do you feel safe in America? Feel safe in your college campus? Feel safe on the roadways? These Palestinian protests trying to shut down our infrastructure, nothing short of domestic terrorism, if you ask me. Arrest every one of them. Cancel those student visas if you come from one of those countries. Sorry, you're out. Let's go to Andrew in Stanhope. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, Bill? Yeah, I just want to say I like your historical knowledge of the region, and a lot of people are ignorant, so it's good to hear you explain it.
Thank you.
And also you're measured, you know, and you're nice to people that disagree. And I wanted to ask you, it was a few years ago before this, but it was a Palestinian protest, and I did a temporary assignment for the New York Post, and the Palestinian protesters said that the Hasidic Jewish, I guess they don't recognize Israel because they only recognize, I guess, like God's kingdom, and they wouldn't have a flag of Israel. But my question, which I didn't think of at the time, but I want to hear what you think, is that if there were just Hasidic Jews, they still wouldn't accept them. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, like, that's just like a head fake. Like, well, the Hasidic, yeah, but they would want them out of there.
Right.
I'll let you answer. And I love how you said, well, the Jews, they were always there, too.
Of course. Of course. It's this whole conversation, you know, and thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your call. And your knowledge as well. Here's the reality that it's not about Israel. It's about Western civilization. It's not about Israel. It's about anyone that stands up for the free practice of religion. You know, the intolerance in the Arab world is amazing. I mean, they literally throw gay people off of buildings in some of these countries. It's illegal in some of these countries to be gay. There's modern day slavery going on. Israel and America, like it or not, are not only attached at the hip, but we need to be. So you want to go out there and get angry about all the billions of dollars going to Israel. Meanwhile, are you the one celebrating that we're sending $60 billion to Ukraine? It's not about whether we send money overseas. It's about what we send the money overseas for. If we're supporting Israel, stomping out terrorists and wiping out these Gazan terrorists, then I'm all for it. If we're getting in the middle of what is effectively a fake border dispute between two old Soviet republics, one that's dominated by former Nazis, I would say let's slow the roll a little bit there, boys. Shame on you, Chris Smith and Tom Kane. My God. You know, every day, guys, I'm out here fighting to build a better Republican Party, a stronger Republican Party. We're raising $100,000 a month, $11 at a time. Got 150,000 members. I've got the biggest grassroots organization in the state now. We have a message of common sense. And every time I try to tell people, hey, the Republican Party is the best vehicle. These are the good guys. You turn around and do stupid things. Can you please, please read, understand, and then act? And maybe we'll be in a better place with a balanced government in New Jersey. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. You know, these guys are going to come around begging for money and support, want to come on the radio and have help, and they turn around and they want to throw money at Ukraine, at this corrupt fascist government in Kiev. Meanwhile, our southern border's wide open. Meanwhile, the Chinese are operating concentration camps and we're still giving them favored trade. It is absolutely mind-boggling. And they'll say, oh, well, we took the scraps and got a little help for Israel. No, we should be helping Israel independent of the fascist in Kiev. What are we doing? We need an overhaul of our American foreign policy. But that starts here at home with the education of our students, which they're not getting, as is evidenced by a lot of the calls today. All right, Michael Don, Sheila, Jim, I'll be back 9:26. Jen Ursula with your news in 3.5 minutes. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning, which means my time is running short. So here's what we're going to do. I want to give you all a chance to comment on this, the rising number of Palestinian protests. I'll reiterate what I've been saying all morning. Hard to separate Palestinians from Hamas terrorists because you've got not only from the 2006 elections where Hamas won a majority in the Palestinian legislature. But now, even after October 7th, 82% of Palestinians in the West Bank supported the attacks on innocent Israelis. And in Gaza, almost 60% supported it. So don't tell me that this is, a tiny fraction of Palestine. No, it's not. No, it's not. And we should not be tolerating this kind of insurrection here in America. We need to protect our students on our campuses. No Jewish student should feel threatened anywhere for practicing their faith. My God, it's America. That's the whole point of the First Amendment. Let's start with Michael in Tom's River. What's going on, Michael?
I would just like to say, I got to be real brief.
I know.
It's a shame that those people are so confused, those radicals that are doing this. I don't know who's supporting them, but they have to do their research. There's a book by Robert Spencer called The Truth About Muhammad, and this is where it all starts, from Muhammad. Whatever Allah was, I don't know what it was, but it forced himself on Muhammad. And I believe that Allah is not the Messiah. It's Jesus was the Messiah. Elohim is the creator of the universe.
But Michael, Yahweh. Listen. The whole point is that, and this is what I've been saying all morning, this is not to debate the merits of the different religions. This is to debate and discuss the reality that we have terrorist harboring Palestinians, Hamas killers, and 1,400 dead Israelis, and another 100, and include a lot of Americans, being held in captivity in Gaza.
We must, as Americans, stand up for Western civilization and fight back. Israel has every right to that territory. There is only one solution, in my opinion. That is a one-state solution where Israel is able to defend itself. I believe that the West Bank and Gaza should be incorporated into Israel, and the Jordanians are just going to have to deal with it. Stop attacking Israel, and you won't have these problems, guys, to all of those Arab countries. And let's stop sending our money to terrorist nations. And while we're at it, any student visa from a terror-sponsoring nation should be canceled immediately. If it exists, we know who they are. Get them out. Punt them right out of Jersey, at least. Let's go to Don in Basking Ridge. Morning, Don.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about our adult medical daycare business. We are the owners of Seaman.
Oh, Don, I'm glad you called. Yes, I promised I would get you on the air today. I'm in the middle of this battle over the protesters. But, yes, let's give you that minute. Tell me about what your company does and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay, the easiest way to get in touch with me is my email, which is donS@seniorspirit.com. And I will speak to you about what our services are, which if you're on Medicaid, you're covered 100%. And we also take care of people if they want to come in and self-pay. And the way it works is we'll pick you up at your home, we'll bring you to our center. You'll get two hot meals, breakfast and lunch. We take you to medical appointments. We have a beauty salon. We have exercise programs. We have physical therapy. We take people on trips if they have to go to the bank, if they have to go do shopping for food. And what that does is it alleviates the children from taking a day off from work to take mom or dad to a doctor's appointment. So it is a great savings for them. And it's also a lot of research has been done where it shows that people that attend a daycare program, and we're a medical daycare program, so we have nurses on staff.
That's great.
We have doctors. So it's a real good program for people. They can come down and visit. Make sure you like it before you sign up, because it's like, you know, if you're not going to be happy with anything, why do it? So you can come down, spend a day or two here. We'll show you around.
So your target market, if you've got elderly parents, if you yourself are elderly and looking for some help, this is a great option. Give me that email one more time, Don, and then throw me a phone number.
Okay, it's donS@seniorspirit.com. And you can also call at 908-241-9393. Ask for me. And I will get back to you, and then I will make sure that the proper party gets back to you.
I love it.
Make sure that
Don, fantastic. Thank you. Congrats on the business, and I appreciate your efforts to help families across the Garden State. Thank you, Don. We'll add you to our small business list for sure. All right, let's get back to the protest conversation, the Palestinian pro-terrorist protest that almost shut down the turnpike yesterday. We'll start with Tony in Yardville. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good, man.
A lot of these people are so misinformed or uninformed.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy, a public service guy, working out in front of my house the other day. I said, what about this stuff going on in Palestine? The bridge is getting closed down, Golden Bridge and all this. He goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they don't even know.
I said, do you watch the news? I said, you don't watch Fox News, do you? I said, you watch MSN and all them, which will never show you nothing.
That's right. They're purposefully hiding it. I can tell you that. This is no longer a conspiracy. The mainstream corporate media is in bed with the bad guys, and they will censor what you're hearing. They do not want you to feel that these protesters are disruptors and actually, in many cases, domestic terrorists. They want you to think that there's just some normal conversation about, I wave the Palestinian flag, but don't worry, I don't hate Jews. Yeah, we are on to you. This is all about tearing down the Jewish faith and tearing down America. And we're going to stand up and fight like hell. Tony, thank you. Appreciate you. All right. Avi, Sheila, Jim, I'll be right back. 944, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
9:51 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Listen, I got a couple of minutes, then I got to get out of here. Let's wrap up this conversation on what's happening with the protesters here in New Jersey. Protesting on behalf of Palestine and Hamas. Never thought you'd see the day, but here we are. Let's start with Avi in Ocean County. Good morning, Avi. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, Bill. I know that you only have a few minutes, but I'm just calling to say that I'm a Jew living here in New Jersey. For most of my life, I was a proud American, and now I switched over to a scared American.
Wow.
That's what I have to say.
Can I ask you something, Avi? Are you seeing this on a daily basis? I mean, are you? Has something happened?
I'm not seeing it on a daily basis, but I'm from Ocean County. There's not much there, but I was in Teaneck, where I saw some horrific things.
I'm sorry. Look, Avi, it's what I've been saying this morning, that this is not about Israel. This is absolutely cemented in anti-Semitism. It's cemented in anti-Americanism. You know, Israel is one target, and because
I'm not Israeli, and they're anti-me.
That's exactly. Thank you, Avi. Exactly. Can I ask you, how do I? Passover starts tonight. Is it Chag Sameach?
Chag Sameach. Yeah, that means happy holiday.
All right. How'd my pronunciation? It's pretty good, right?
Great. Yeah. You got it.
There 100%. We go.
Thank
Look,
you so
Avi,
much.
I want to just say this to you. This is why we're fighting to restore common sense in New Jersey. People need to feel safe. No Jewish student should feel harassed. No Jewish resident should feel that there's even a hint of possible violence or bullying based on your practice of your religion. It is disgraceful that this is going on in this day and age, and we need to do something about it. Every one of those professors and students should be tossed off campus at Rutgers and Kane and the rest of the places where we're seeing this kind of anti-Semitic behavior. So enough is enough. And I'll list every other college. Where else has this happened? Avi, thank you. Appreciate you. We're fighting for you. Sheila, you're going to wrap the show up. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
It's not a protest. It's a mob mentality of hate crime.
Yeah, I agree.
The Jewish students are not safe. They're basically running for their lives. Joe Biden's doing nothing. The governor's doing nothing to keep them safe.
That's right.
And what's next? Are they going to target Irish people, Italian people?
Well, Sheila, they have already made a concerted effort to say that you can't be white. I mean, this DEI is essentially racist against white people. So now you've lumped all white people together. Now you're saying you can't practice your Jewish faith. So we are running and falling, I should say, down a very, very slippery slope toward a terrible time in this country. And we are already here when you look at the open border, et cetera. So thank you, Sheila. Yes, I believe that they are hate crimes. No question about it. Look, to all my Jewish friends out there, Chag Sameach. Enjoy your Passover with your family and your friends. Thank you for tuning in today. And I will see all of you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Enjoy your day.
the winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.